soul to soul, spirit to spirit, to all Infinite Way students in the United States and abroad, blessings and greetings from the island of Kauai. I'd like to remind you first that your reservation for the San Diego seminar next year should be mailed in by February 1st. The reason is that the Kona Kai Resort in San Diego has guaranteed your room reservation if it is received by that date, February 1st. After that date, rooms will be filled on a come-first basis. And, of course, we expect it to be tight, so it's wise to be protected and get your reservation in as early as possible. You can find your reservation now if you have a moment. Fill it out. Mail it to Gene Molenhauer, P.O. Box 6179, San Diego, California, zip 92106. Gene also has a new phone number that you should know. Area code 619, and the number is 481-2709. You'll find Gene at this number weekdays 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekends 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The seminar will begin Thursday evening, March 31st. And it will end on Monday morning, April 4th, next year. And I hope we'll see you then in San Diego. We have had 12 preparation tapes. This is the 12th. It is our final preparation class. And the best way that you can continue your preparation for the seminar is to spend the next 5 months living in your Christ mind. I can't give you any better advice than that. And that's what this class will be all about. Christ Jesus taught mankind a new way to live. He demonstrated that when man is tuned to the infinite mind of God, he is guided from humanhood to Christhood. And he is taught directly by God how to live his divine life with no interruption in consciousness forever in a perfect body under the protection of perfect divine law. The key to this perfection and this eternal life under grace is the Christ mind, or called the Buddha mind, which links God and man and leads man to realize and to express the divine eye of his own God being. This is the ultimate. To be successful, worship of God can be accomplished only through the Christ mind and not the human mind, because it is limited to the lower dimensions of consciousness. The Christ mind is a totally new way to live. It opens the soul of man, guides him to higher dimensions of consciousness, and lifts him out of the wheel of life and death, which keeps him in a state of blind mortality. Because we are preparing now for the unique experience of transition to attain the priceless pearl of eternal selfhood, we must sell all that we have. Translated, that means we must act. We must stop living in the world mind, which has imprisoned us in false bodies, false powers, and the false life of a counterfeit material creation. We are moving swiftly now to the Pentecostal experience. By coordinating our daily lives with the expressed will of God, by integrating spiritual identification into every relationship with every soul, and finding active ways to demonstrate what it means to be a son of the living God. What you are going to get out of the seminar in April will depend entirely on how you spend the next 5 months establishing your Christ mind as the focus of your life, so that in April we can present ourselves on the altar of truth with a unified consciousness. I recently received a letter from an Infinite Way student. I think it may interest you, and I'd like to share it with you. It reads, "When I was a boy, I had a friend who had been very nearsighted for a very long time. In fact, as long as he could remember. And when he first got a pair of glasses, he wouldn't take them off. He said he never realized that he could see the veins in a leaf, or how clearly he could see the bowling pins when he played. He was truly fascinated with the clarity of his vision. I thought of my friend as I listened to tape 11, it finally has begun to sink in that this is how spiritual sight is. When my spiritual breakthrough appears or happens, God's creation won't change. Rather, my vision will clear. Now, I see in a glass darkly, but then, face to face. Therefore, spiritual healing, regardless of the area, is clarification, seeing with God's sight and not with world mind. I like that. And I would like to thank the student for sending it to us. The human mind distorts. The Christ mind faithfully reveals God's creation. The human mind separates man from God. The Christ mind unites man with God. On page 124 of Living Between Two Worlds, Joel says, "We are in the golden age, where science and religion must come together in the realization that the real world is a world of spirit. This universe is a projection of consciousness, a product of the measure of I that we are showing forth. If it were wholly unconditioned, our world would be wholly and entirely spiritual, incorporeal, harmonious, eternal, and immortal. But we have been able to manifest only a measure of that infinite divine consciousness, and therefore our world is exactly the measure of divine consciousness that we can realize. Whatever remains of error in our life expresses the degree of our unillumined conditioning. And that's the end of his quote. Now, what limits us? The human mind is not built to receive God. It finitizes. It limits us to the lower physical dimensions of Earth. It veils reality. Inexorably, it moves us from birth to death, and unless we escape from its tyranny, it becomes our executioner. Our own human mind does that. But as the airplane lifted man from the earth, the Christ mind lifts man into direct communication with God. It lifts him out of a false sense of physical birth and a false sense of physical death. It lifts him out of a false sense of body, controlled by false physical, mental, and emotional problems. It lifts him out of futility. And it does all this, and infinitely more than this, by opening the door to reality. The Christ mind alone restores man to his spiritual consciousness, removes the traps of the illusion maker, and gives man his original dominion over God's perfect and infinite creation. There's a secret about the Christ mind that you should know. The secret is this: you don't have to seek it. You have had the Christ mind since before Adam and Eve, before Abraham, before your parents ever met. Your Christ mind is the mind of God. And it is the key to the kingdom of God, because it is the instrument through which God lives your eternal life. And it is the power that governs all spiritual reality. Remember, you don't have to seek your Christ mind. You simply have to stop using the counterfeit human mind. That's what I mean about selling all that we have. You must surrender the authority of your life to that Christ mind. And then, lo, when your human mind is still, not passing false judgments, taking no false human thought, you will find your Christ mind is on the job, bringing the power of infinity to your door. Every time you identify error or evil, you are tuning into the world mind. That's the trap. And you are rejecting your Christ mind, because you can't be in both at the same time. Every physical concept in your mind automatically restricts you to the limitations of human thought, and automatically separates you from divine life, divine power, divine love, divine substance. Is that clear? It is that counterfeit human mind which cannot sustain or maintain life. We manifest sin with it, disease with it, cataclysm with it, and destruction with it. In the midst of divine abundance, we manifest lack. We fear powers that have no creator. We strive for goals that are as unreal as mirages on a desert. We reach out to grasp and to possess physical treasures, little realizing that we have been tricked by time images, appearing not externally, but on the screen of our minds. Christ Jesus described the counterfeit human mind as the father of lies. It is this deceiving mind that either disowns God or prays to a false external God who is not there. And this false worship of God by the mind of man, which cannot receive the things of God, has veiled the power, the love, the substance, and wisdom of God from the experience of man. We all take appearances at face value. We accept the mirage of sin and error as reality. We fear for our human sense of life, react to every threat. We struggle for survival, unaware that what we see is not God's creation. It is our own impure thought we're looking at. We're looking at a creator who does not exist. We're actually looking at the greatest fiction show on earth. Titanic struggles, hunger, poverty, drugs, horrendous varieties of human and animal destruction. And we are too conditioned to realize that the images are striving to maintain a sense of life where life is not. The bodies we are striving to protect and preserve are thought forms inside our own minds. No wonder flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God. No wonder we are warned henceforth, know no man after the flesh. No wonder God is silent when human creatures destroy 3 million Cambodians, 12 million Jews, countless millions of every race, color, and creed, while a horrified human race buries its dead. We have not been looking at God's creation, but the absolutely separate mental creation of the world mind and the human mind collaborating on a cosmic stage play called this world. How long do we do that? The glorious truth is now surrounding you, present everywhere, closer than your hands and feet, is the all-knowing, infinite mind of God. That omniscient mind, realized as your individual mind, is the Christ mind in you. When you turn your daily life over to your Christ mind, you are tuned to the infinite and the pure substance of God flows through your whole being, feeding you divine love and every divine treasure. You cease being the natural man because, in truth, the eye of God is the eye of you, functioning in undivided oneness. And the illusions of the world must dissolve. When you are in direct communication with the source of life. Because all that can flow from the one source is the purity of God in all things. Let us enter a sacred silence, please. Let us return to the one infinite source. This is the basic position of every son of God, supping at the table of Christ. This is your daily bread. There are no human beings involved. No human thoughts. No human desires. I, God, is maintaining a perfect spiritual universe. And I, the Son, am trusting my Christ mind to express God's will in me, according to the perfect divine plan. This union of I, God, and I, Christ, is the way. I, the Father, individualizing as I, the Son, with no finite human mind to interpret, distort, or defile the uninterrupted flow of divine thought. Your soul is now feeding on Christ thought in direct communion with God, and your soul body is being formed. Please notice, we have not asked God to heal our bodies, to sell our home, or to serve us in any way. We have specifically refrained from from asking God for anything. And this is important. The instant you use your human mind to request help from God, you have committed many errors all in one. Automatically, asking God for things or help will prevent the help that you seek. Because God cannot give you, and God cannot take away what you already have. You have a perfect Christ mind and a perfect Christ body. You have a perfect home. Everything you need, God gave you before this world appeared. Simply acknowledge it. Sight unseen. Secondly, you have violated the principle of one divine mind without an opposite. And by doing so, you have cut off the flow from the infinite mind. By stepping out of your Christ mind into a human mind, which has no capacity to receive the things of God. And finally, because you accepted appearances and believed something was missing, you were doubting that God is a perfect creator. And that doubt in your human mind upset your rhythm of oneness with the one divine mind. Please understand these subtleties, because the world mind will trick you at every turn until your faith in God's perfection never varies. There is a correct procedure, and it is to hold a silence and to ask for nothing. It may shock you to know that in God's mind, you do not have a human body. There is no human you. So quietly, surrender your human thoughts. Rest in the mind of your divine Father with no request until your human mind is buried in the tomb of silence. Every time you go to your Christ mind confident that you need ask the infinite mind for nothing, you are on your way to proving the dynamic principle that Christ in you, teamed with the infinite mind, is the miracle worker. Always, when you have the courage not to step into human thought, the eye of God and the eye of you will function as a majority of one. And that oneness will always manifest as dominion over your human discords. You might liken your daily surrender to the infinite mind to a child feeding at its mother's breast. Through your daily exposure to spiritual truth, the eye of you becomes more dominant in your consciousness. The earthly mirage of advancing age and deterioration in your body dissolves in the radiance of your Christ mind, and you realize that all earthly imperfection represents the absence of spiritual realization in your consciousness. Dominated by brain cells, unable to make contact with God's universe, we have lived in the illusion of flesh, in the illusion of lifespans, tormented by evils that never exist outside of our minds. Mental images of thought in the phantom mind, not connected to God, have created false laws that control these dream forms. But the introduction of the Christ mind now initiates a great change from the natural man who reacts to shadows in his own mind to the regenerated man who acknowledges the mind of God as his own. This habit of living in the mind of God during your daily meditations produces a remarkable change in the substance and the direction of your life. The strengthening of your eye consciousness brings peace, stability, and dominion into your experience. Recognizing I within, we stop going outside to God to solve our imagined problems. The false, short-sighted decisions of the brain are no longer accepted as the supreme authority for our actions. The conditioned physical concepts of our brain, which we have mistaken for an outer world of substance, no longer moves us into instant action or reaction. We are not overwhelmed, threatened, or challenged with the same intensity. Goliath shrinks in stature. A new spiritual perspective converts our impure thought to the immaculate universe of God's thought. God's thought only comes through your Christ mind. Righteous judgment is a divine activity. Your Christ mind looks past appearances. Your Christ mind does not see sickness, floods, epidemics, destruction. In Christ, your days are not numbered. Your eye does not change in time. Your eye does not return to dust. Your substance cannot be defiled by environmental contamination, germs, high cholesterol, or anemia. Your continued recognition and reliance on I, Christ, within, releases the hypnosis of world concepts built up by centuries of indifference to the Christ mind. One day you become aware that the Christ you are acknowledging within is the bread of life which is never consumed. And the life of God, which is the life of Christ, sings the song of eternity in your soul. The deepest meaning of the Father and the Son are one is made clear in this unbreakable chain of command. When did your life become the life of God? Does God life have a beginning? Does it have an end? When you can accept that God life was always alive before the world, before man invented time, and always will live even after the end of the world, can you at the same time accept that God's life in you must be the same quantity and the same quality, the same substance as the one God life everywhere? And when you realize that you are God life, without beginning, without end, and know that I, in you, will live forever. Can death mean anything to you other than the changing from one form to another? The I of you is always supping at the table of God, fulfilling divine commands, being still and knowing that I within am God. When you abide in your Christ mind, the uninterrupted flow of divine will, power, and substance from Father to Son dissolves the veil of sense, and the kingdom of God on earth becomes your living consciousness. Released from mortal thought, We place our soul on the altar of eternity. And let the mind of infinite God unite us with the fullness of the Godhead until the water of life comes and flows as the wine of spirit. We are trusting our own Christhood to live its life in us. And this exercise is our obedience to God, that we take dominion over the spiritual earth. As Christ inhabits the spiritual creation, so we, by being still before the Christ mind, accept our Christhood. I am the bread that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread. If any man eat of the bread, he shall live forever. Christ in you is always offering the Christ life to you, always ready to lift you from the flesh that profiteth nothing to the Spirit which gives life. Human flesh does not contain life. It is mortal, and it must die. It is a negative of spirit, counterfeiting life, intelligence, and true being. But your Christ mind is the mind of God. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ, that Christ is God within every man, that God is living on earth as the identity of every man. That conscious knowledge of Christ within will dissolve sin, disease, aging, deterioration, and death from the life of any individual who attains this consciousness of the Christ. And to this Christ within you, God gives the name I. Which is also the I of God. I am the way from death to life, to true selfhood in the image and likeness of God. I in the midst of you am mighty. In this we dwell with a certainty that we are moving in the path to eternal life.